Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in. You are listening to Nine Rounds Nutrition on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Dr. Rick Katoof, nine-round nutrition coach, two-times best-selling author, and CEO and founder of Team Katoof, Team Katoof Nutrition, and a virtual gym. Today's show is brought to you by Nine Round 30-Minute Kickbox Fitness and Nine Round Kick Nutrition Supplement. Nine Round is a specialized fitness center dedicated to serving clients who want a unique, fun, and proven workout that guarantees results. Nine Round offers traditional old-school boxing and kickboxing fitness programs that incorporate functional, interval, cardiovascular, and circuit training regimen. The programs consist of a proprietary system of nine challenging workout stations developed by a professional fighter. Nine Round delivers total body results in a quick and convenient 30-minute workout with no class times and a trainer with you every step of the way. For more information, visit www.9round.com, and that's the number 9round.com. Folks, great to have you with us today. It is the holiday season, and we are going to talk about not just surviving the holidays, but we are going to thrive during the holidays from a body composition perspective. What a great time of year, spending time with family and friends, but it can also be a challenging and frustrating time for individuals, especially from a body composition perspective. Individuals go into the holidays with good intentions and maybe thoughts of, you know, I'm not going to gain weight, you know, this year like I did last year, but doggone it, those great intentions end up falling by the wayside all too often. So we can actually thrive during the holidays. And when I say thrive, folks, I don't mean just maintaining your current body composition. But check this out. We can actually lose weight and lose body fat. Yes, that is right. I always use the example of the super lean, the super fit. Now, these individuals that are super lean, super fit year-round, they have the same families and travel and food temptations and adult beverage temptations, etc. But trust me, the super lean and super fit during the holidays do not lock themselves in a dark room and come out 4 weeks later. No, not at all. They're traveling to their families. They've got all the food and beverage around as well. It's just a matter of the choices they make, the mindset that they have. And that's why I want to help assist you with in how we can change that mindset, change the beliefs, and change some of our behaviors during the holidays so that we can either maintain, if that's your goal, or even continue to get results in terms of weight loss and body fat loss, body composition change. Now, you might be saying, oh gosh, here we go. That means I have to be, you know, so strict and I won't be able to enjoy it and I can't go out with my friends and family, and it's how am I going to be at my, you know, family's house during the holidays? No, folks, I'm telling you can. Not only can you, I encourage you. You can have all the foods. It's a matter of how we approach it. So, let's put together a few tips, a few pointers that can help you out immensely during the holidays. So much of this starts with the mind. I talk about in my book Forever Fit, when the mind is right, the body will follow. One more time. When the mind is right, the body will follow. Think about that. Very, very powerful statement. And, for example, so many individuals have limiting thoughts and or limiting beliefs. And it's these limiting thoughts and beliefs that hold them back from success. They may have a thought or belief that goes something like, man, you know, I always gain weight during the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, etc. And then, oh man, come the New Year, oh gosh, I try to be good there, but all the New Year's parties and I gain more weight then. Others may say, oh, you know, it's so hard to eat right. It's so hard to eat healthy during the holidays. And guess what? When we go back to when the mind is right, the body will follow. Folks, it works either way. Limiting belief or not a limiting belief. So if this is one's belief, and these are limiting beliefs, these are not truths. Well, much like throwing a ball against the wall, that ball's coming right back to you, right? Well, any thoughts that you have, good, bad, indifferent, limiting beliefs, etc., are coming right back to you. So if your belief is that you will gain weight during the holidays, guess what? You're right. It's going to happen. If your belief is that it's impossible or nearly impossible to eat right, to eat healthy, to lose weight during the holidays. Guess what? You're right. It's really that simple. So if you have similar limiting beliefs like this, let's start to squash those right away. And let's take those limiting thoughts out. Let's take those limiting beliefs out. And let's start to make the change right now. It is possible to maintain. It is possible to lose weight and lose body fat during the holiday. So step one, that mind right. Let's change those limiting beliefs. Okay, now that we have the mind right, let's talk about working out and exercising. Consistency is always important, but I don't think that's a puzzle to anybody. Consistency, when we want success, consistency in any facet of life is critical, whether it's business, whether it's nutrition and body composition, whether it's workouts, whether it's fitness, overall fitness and health, whether it's sports performance. Consistency is very important. For example, a runner can't run for 4 weeks straight and then take 8 weeks off and then start up again and think they're going to be a great runner. That's not going to happen. That's very inconsistent. So during the busy holiday season, no matter how busy you are, workout consistency is key. You might say, oh man, but Rick, I'm so busy and I'm traveling and I can't get to my 9-round workout, etc. Well, there's many, many, many things that we can do from a workout perspective if you can't get to 9-round, things we can do on the road, in the hotel room, etc., a lot of body weight exercises. So if you want some great examples of that, contact me directly and I'll send you some great examples of workouts you can do on the road. So the workout consistency is going to be key. You know, take a week where, you know, the holiday, let's say, falls on a Thursday. Well, oftentimes people may have, you know, time off from work, school, et cetera, during that week. And, oh, man, it could be, you know, missing 3, 4, 5 workouts. No. We don't want to do that. That workout consistency is going to be huge. So let's get that mind right. Let's eliminate and change those limiting beliefs, and let's get that workout consistency where we want it. Okay, common thought so many individuals have is, well, Rick, you know, I know I'm going to eat more during the holidays, so I'm just going to work out more. Well, let's talk about that. Well, on the surface, kind of sounds reasonable, right? Eat more, work out more. It should buffer the situation. Oh, my goodness, though. Oh, that's going to get us into trouble every single time. Think of it like this. Let's look at a holiday party, holiday function where we overeat, binge eat. I mean, we eat enough to feed an army, right? Which so many people experience, right, during the holidays. Well, think of an overeating session like that, like debt, like credit card debt. Let's say you've had your eye on an item that you just got to have it. And you splurge on this item, and this item puts you $20,000 in credit card debt. Boom, like that. Well, when you wake up tomorrow morning, no matter how little you spend in terms of money, guess what's still there? The debt. The credit card debt is still there. It's not going to go away no matter how little money you spend the next day, the next day, or the next day. It's going to take a very patient and methodical approach and plan to pay off this credit card debt, right? I don't think that's foreign to anybody. Whether it's a dollar of debt or $10 million in debt, it's going to take a patient and methodical approach to pay off that debt. Well, think about every binge eating session, overeating session, whether it's a day, a meal, a week, whatever it may be, of the not-so-good foods, and you just put yourself into nutrition debt. So the point is this. No matter how little you eat tomorrow, no matter how much you work out tomorrow, it's like the $20,000 of credit card debt. You are not going to eliminate it at the snap of a finger, at the wave of a magic wand. It's not going to happen. It's going to take a very patient and methodical approach. So working out more is fine. I love working out as much as the next person. So working out more is fine. We have to make sure our nutrition is matching more working out. So many times more workouts mean more fuel. That goes hand in hand. And so just working out more, thinking that you're going to eliminate that nutrition debt from the night before, days before, not going to happen. So let's get that limiting belief out of our mind as well. Okay, so let's move on. The next one. so many people adopt what I call the save up makeup philosophy. The save up makeup philosophy. This is interesting. I talk about this in my 3 DVD set, RX Nutrition. Let's set the stage. It's holiday season. You're looking forward to a great get together tonight with family and friends. And you know there is going to be some great food and drink, and oh man, you are looking forward to it, as you should. You should look forward to it. But what do? Whether it's conscious or subconscious, you think to yourself, huh, I got a big meal tonight. I want to enjoy those foods, so I am going to, quote unquote, save up. I'm going to save up calories all during the day today so I can have a bigger bank of calories. I can have more money points, more nutrition points to spend on that meal tonight, and I am going to enjoy myself, right? Makes sense. Okay. But what happens when you save up those calories and you get to that holiday dinner that night? Oh, my gosh. Not only are you hungry, not only are you starving, folks, you have put yourself in a ravenous hunger situation. You are ready to chew your left arm off. And what does that lead to? Whoa, an eating session for the ages. You put down more grub than you ever thought your body can handle because you saved up those calories. And as the hours of the night and the day go on, oh my gosh, you start to get really torqued off at yourself because you feel miserable, right? So there's the save up part. So what do you do when you wake up the next day? You want to get revenge, right? You want to get revenge on that party you had the night before. So what do? You punish yourself, and you are going to make up. Here's the makeup part of the save-up makeup philosophy. You're going to make up for that nutrition trainer the night before. And what does that makeup process have to do? Well, most likely this. You wake up, you probably eat nothing or very little, thinking that, okay, I ate so much last night, I don't need anything this morning. And most likely that's going to come along with more workouts as well. And so you go through the day thinking, okay, I just made up for what I did last night. And you're like, I'm going to be good today. I'm not going to eat much. Today's going to be a great day. I'm going to make up for that train wreck yesterday. And by about 3, 4, 5 o'clock, you might be hanging on. But then, oh my gosh, trying to make up for those calories the night before, you just put yourself into a big time hormonal imbalance within your body, and you are ravenous once again. And what happens that next night? Oh my gosh, it's another eating session, binge eating session for the ages, and the cycle continues, you see? So, save up makeup philosophy. No, no, no. We want to avoid that at all costs. Okay, the last point. I want you to enjoy. This is critical. So, how do we enjoy? You might say, well, Rick, how am I going to enjoy? Well, easy. We have to be sensible, but it starts with this. Start with the mind, change those limiting beliefs, and then don't change your day during the holidays. Wake up, fuel the body right away upon awakening, every 2 to 3 hours thereafter throughout the day, so you stay on task. So when you get to that holiday party, you're at normal hunger levels, not ravenous hunger levels. Therefore, your choices at the holiday party, holiday event, are going to be more normal. So eat a normal volume of food, enjoy all the foods that are there, but don't go gangbusters. And again, if you set yourself up for success, you won't go gangbusters, and you will be right on track. So, sensible portions, enjoy the foods that are there, but just don't go bananas. But again, it won't be that hard to hold back because you won't have done the whole save-up, make-up philosophy. Your mind will be different because you're going into these holidays with a completely different mindset. You're changing those limiting beliefs. You're remaining consistent with those workouts, and changes are about to happen. So, folks, once again, we don't have to just survive the holidays. I want to teach you and I want to help assist you in thriving during the holidays. So body composition change does not have to come to a halt in November. And what happens? It's all of November, all of December, and a little bit of January where we're just going backwards. No, no, no. We can continue to climb that mountain, get close to that mountaintop, and move forward and gain all the success you want. So I wish you a wonderful, happy, healthy, prosperous holiday season. Let's absolutely crush it. Let's go into that new year knowing that, man, we put our best foot forward, full focus on the nutrition, the mind, the workout consistency, and it is your best holiday season ever in terms of body composition. So, folks, until next time, make today a great day.